Christ.
Glory forever.
Okay, everybody's here, and then some. Okay? Introduce yourself.
My name is Kazan.
And we're from?
I'm from Russia.
Okay. And studying at the University of South Florida. You auditioned for the doctorate program this week?
No, next weekend.
Next weekend. So do you practice like for the audition?
Yes.
A PhD program in
Colorado.
Okay, it's going to be in Colorado?
It's for the piano.
Okay, and that's for piano?
Yes.
Ooh. So everybody better sing well. I'm a music expert with us. Good, well, glad to have you here with us. You know, there was so much to talk about in the readings today, but one of them says, you know, that those over us have to give them an accounting, and so we're admonished not to be a burden. And really, I had a meeting with the priest again this week, and it makes me realize how really blessed I am, because you're not a burden at all. It's such an easy flock to shepherd, and so I'm very appreciative of that. I mean, we have the same people all the time. We don't go up and down, right? People come every Sunday, and when they're not here, we know where they are. They're sick, or they're traveling, or unfortunately, some have to work because this is, we're in a non-Christian country. But I appreciate having such a wonderful cooperation. But today, it's hard to believe, isn't it, that today is the Sunday of Zacchaeus already, okay? Pascha comes early this year, which of course means we're going to have about a one-month Apostles' Fast. All right, we make up for it in a year or so when we don't even have an Apostles' Fast. Okay, it comes so late. But this year, and what's interesting is this year and next year, we're on the same day as the Western Church. How all that works, I have no idea. Okay, but most times we will talk about four Sundays of preparation for the great fast. But really, Zacchaeus Sunday has to be included there because of the message. Next Sunday is the publican and the Pharisee, which is a call to humble sorrow for our sins, to get our minds right, to see our sins. Then comes the Sunday of the prodigal son, which tells us of the necessity of repentance, and of turning our lives around, and of God's reaction to that repentance. Next is Last Judgment, both a warning of God's justice and a telling of us of the necessity of good works for God. And finally, Forgiveness Sunday, when we seek to set right our relationships with each other and with God. Now, the reason to include today in the Sundays of preparation for the Great Fast is it shows us that change in our lives is very much dependent on our choices and our actions. Change certainly depends on God's grace. Without God's grace, nothing can be accomplished. But we have to choose to cooperate with that grace and to take the appropriate action, as we've talked many times, to be synergistic with that grace, to cooperate with it, to let it work in us. Let's look at Zacchaeus, who he was, and what choices he made, and what actions he took. It begins in the passage, "Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." In other places, tell you he's a publican, just like the publican and the Pharisee. They were the tax collectors. Publicans were despised by the Jews because they were considered collaborators with the Romans, and they often charged too much. Now, it doesn't mean everyone was evil. Matthew, of course, was a tax collector. Zacchaeus, though, was the chief publican, the chief tax collector, and he was, quote, rich. He was the head tax collector and rich probably from overcharging. The way it worked, believe it or not, in the Roman Empire, they only charged 10% for the taxes. We've been able to outdo them. But anyway, 10%. Now, if you were the tax collector, all you had to do was collect 10%, and the Romans were happy. So how did you make a living at this? Well, you charged more. And you could charge whatever you wanted to. So if you were the chief tax collector, and then you hired little underling tax collectors, they
had a surcharge, and then you had them put a surcharge on top of that. And thus we see why they were not favored by the other Jews. But he sought to see Jesus. Let's look at that. And he goes on to say, and he sought to see Jesus, he sought to see rather who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Not just to see him as some curiosity that he had heard about traveling through Palestine and so on, but rather to see who he was, to learn about him, to know more about him. And that then really begins the great message of the Zacchaeus story, is that he sought to see and to know Jesus. Now to do that, he had to take the first steps toward that knowledge of Jesus. So what did he do? We go back and it says, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. God is like a beggar of his love. He does not force it on us, but rather we must seek it out. We must seek it out. So he had to climb the tree. He had to look for Jesus. The Lord says this in, it's written in the first letter of John. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Loving is an important aspect of our entire being, is to love. But God will not force himself on us. He doesn't force it upon us, but rather we have to seek it out. And he tells us he's at the door and we must open. Let's look at in the book of Revelation where the Lord says this. Let me check my place. Says, behold, I stand, this is the third chapter of Revelation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him and he with me. You see, if anyone opens the door. Jesus tells us he is at the door, but we must seek for us to have the door open. And now let's look in the Lord speaking in Matthew's gospel, where he says in the 7th chapter, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. The necessity of us taking the initiative to seek God out. Why doesn't Jesus just kick in the door, so to speak? The door of separation from him. Why doesn't he force himself on us? Because forced love is not love. The very definition of love requires free choice. To love, we have to choose to love. We must do our part, therefore, in forming that mutual love relationship between ourselves and Jesus. Jesus loves us. We were made in the image and likeness of God. We were known by God before he even formed us in our mother's womb. But we have to love back. And he won't force that on us. We have to look at the priorities in our life, and see what it is that's hindering us from loving Jesus fully. What door separates us from Jesus? Zacchaeus was separated from Jesus by the crowd. Right? So the crowd was there. Our passions and our sins can be a crowd separating us from Jesus. Perhaps we're angry with someone and our pride keeps us from forgiving the object of our anger. We already saw that John writes that love of neighbor is intricately tied in with loving God. We must love all fully so that our love of God is complete. Or maybe we're caught up with sins of the flesh and we find it hard to give them up.
Perhaps our tongue is used to both praise God and to injure and gossip about our neighbor. These are just a few examples of how sin separates us from Jesus. And you see then that as Zacchaeus was separated from Jesus by the crowd, so too our untamed passions that lead to sin are for us the crowd that separates us from Jesus. Let's go back to Zacchaeus and again see what he did when he couldn't see. And so he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree. He climbed a tree. Not an easy feat for a little short guy. Right? Said he was short of stature. And here he's climbing a tree. And a pretty big sycamore, pretty big tree. The fast is our sycamore tree. Okay? Now we see how we're prepared, how this gospel helps us to lead us to the fast. The fast is our sycamore tree. Our way of getting to see and to know Jesus. And our way to get above the crowd of our passions and our sins. What will come of us once we see Jesus clear and know him better? Hopefully we will be moved to act like Zacchaeus, who said, "Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.'" A repentance and a change of life. And so if we use the sycamore tree of the fast, we will be able to more easily repent, to make amends for all of the sin we have done. So we see then the fast is the time for us to, as I said, tame the passions and cultivate the virtues. By doing so, we can better see Jesus and know him without the crowd of our sins and passions getting in the way. But it's up to us. We have to take the initiative. We have to take the action. We have to climb the tree, if you would, to be synergistic with the graces of God. The fast is an active thing as opposed to something passive. We don't talk like in the West about we giving things up. Yeah, giving things up for the fast. But rather about engaging in something. Engaging in less food, engaging in simpler food, engaging in more prayer, more scripture reading, more almsgiving. And so we see it. I've used it. Some people have come to me and said, "Oh, Father, I'm having difficulty with the fast. And when I fail, I get upset and then it's hard to get going." Well, and I tell them, listen, Paul loved his sports analogies. Right? And it's sort of like sparring. You know, when the prize fighter is going to do his big bout, what does he do? He gets some guys, right? And he spars with them. And now and then in the sparring contest, the prize fighter, is going to get hit. Well, that's going to help him remember to keep his hands up. Help him remember to duck. That happens in the fast. We're going to get hurt. We're going to fall down. We're going to get up. It's like the prize fighter. We're not going to stop the sparring, but we're going to continue. Right? It wasn't easy for Zacchaeus to climb the sycamore tree. And he could have said, "Oh, man, this is too mad. I'm a little short guy. And the tree's real big. I guess it wasn't meant for me to see Jesus," and went about his way. But he stayed at it, and he climbed the tree, and he got to see and to know Jesus, who then, having climbed the tree, to wanting to know Jesus. Jesus responds, "Is this come on down? I'm going to stay at your house tonight." We don't speak of, as I said, of giving things up. We put our hearts, our minds, and souls into training to be better lovers of God and of each other. And we hope for the same result that Zacchaeus received. For the Lord said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." He's come for us, and he's ready. So let us use the great fast as a means to also be found by our loving God, just as he found Zacchaeus, who was in the tree, and to be saved by him. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.